Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Discover key ways that you can continue to stay connected with your community and the country as a whole during these uncertain times. So while you're at home, yeah, you can stay connected with us by listening on your smart speakers. Doesn't matter which one you have. Just tell it to play KISW. If you want any more info about all this, hey, you know where to go. KISW.com. That's where you get the info. Stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected.
Let's play B-Migs.
Happy Friday, everyone!
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Happy super casual Friday. Actually, you know what?
It's no different than any other Friday.
I know, so maybe since workplaces would have a casual Friday where you'd get to wear, you know, nicer or less nice clothes, you know, the casual stuff, the jeans, maybe a t-shirt or something.
I love how you don't even know what the concept is because you never dress for anything.
I'm trying to flesh this out in my brain right now.
Yeah, this is not the time to do that.
But instead of doing casual Friday, serious business Friday. Since you're at home, you put on a suit and tie, and you look very professional for your children, your significant other, and your pets.
I was just going to go to Naked Friday.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you going to do this, Rev?
No.
Yeah, you going to show up to work in a suit?
No.
Right. How about for your house?
It's like we're like reversing the mullet on a Friday.
What about Carl and Frank? I mean, you're not going to dress up for them?
Yeah, maybe this isn't.
So what ideas? So you have an idea that you don't want to do.
He doesn't even like the idea, and he's sharing with us.
Why? Maybe someone out there will enjoy it.
No. How do we talk to him?
All right, fine. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Eric in Puyallup. Eric, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. Woo! What's he playing for today, Steve?
The Rev's casual Friday idea. That's what you're playing for.
Yeah, serious business Friday.
Once we figure out what you're going to win, obviously, once we get past all this craziness with the COVID-19, we will hook you up with something cool.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right, Steve. Get out of here.
I'm going to get casual in the other room.
That's my room.
Oh, get real casual.
Oh, geez.
Put your boys somewhere.
Ah, no.
Stepbrother, that be.
Yikes.
Like Joe Exotic.
Oh, Gross.
Yes.
Well, for those playing at home, Eric will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Eric, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What Disney film includes the songs Chim Chim Cheree and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Let's see. That's Cinderella?
No.
Sleeping Beauty?
No.
All right, I'll come back. Pass.
What is the second largest country in the world by area?
Second largest country in the world by area. Australia.
No.
China.
No.
Russia.
No. Joe Louis was a legendary professional at what sport?
Track.
No.
Can you repeat the name?
Joe Louis.
Joe Louis boxing.
Yes. What animal is the star of the animated movie Happy Feet?
Happy Feet, a penguin.
Yes. Approximately 95% of the jellyfish's body is made up of what?
Water.
Yes. In which year, the mid-90s, did the original Jumanji movie come out?
93.
No.
94.
Yes. In what time zone is the state of Nevada located?
Mountain?
No.
Central?
No.
Pacific.
Yeah! Woo! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
What time zone is the state of November in?
That's I know. I got through it. Yeah. I was able to finally say Nevada.
It must be that suit you're wearing. It's just, you know, it's a little too tight with that tie. You know, your serious Friday is not.
I don't like wearing ties because A, my beard covers most of it.
Not sure.
And if I don't have the beard, it just looks like my head is separated from my body, kind of like Mr. Mackey.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Apparently this idea has already been taken by Jimmy Kimmel. He started Formal Friday last week, Rev.
Oh, son of an ass.
So there's hashtag Formal Friday. It's already going on.
Wow. Right, well, somebody actually did that idea? Like, it's a good one?
Well, now it's a good idea because Jimmy Kimmel came up with it.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, because Jimmy's idea is that he probably did it right.
Well, he had a name for it, Formal Friday.
Yeah, I had super... No, yeah,
serious,
so
it's got the
alliteration. Business Friday.
Yeah, that's not alliteral.
You're right, but
yeah,
I mean,
it's like just, you know, like Peter Parker, Formal Friday.
I was working through it in my brain.
Freaky Friday. Yeah, probably, you know, best to work through it and then get back to us.
I guess. Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What Disney film included the songs Chim Chim Cheree and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No.
No, sir.
Mary Poppins?
Yes.
Nice.
What is the second largest country in the world by area?
By area?
Area.
North America?
No.
Africa?
No.
China.
No. Joe Louis was a legendary professional at what sport?
Boxing.
Yes. What animal is the star of the animated movie Happy Feet?
Happy Feet. A penguin?
Yes.
Nice.
Approximately 95% of a jellyfish's body is made up of what?
Jelly.
No.
Water.
Yes. In which year in the mid-90s did the original Jumanji movie come out?
In the what 90s?
In the mid-90s.
94.
Yes. What time zone is the state of Nevada located?
Pacific.
Yes.
Yay.
What is the hardest known natural occurring mineral?
In my pants.
No.
Gold?
No.
No.
Coal?
No.
Coal. What?
Diamond.
Yep.
Yeah, damn it. Sorry, buddy. Why'd I have to be stupid?
What NFL team did Philip Rivers spend the majority of his career with?
Oh, the San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-5.
Sorry, Eric.
Oh, it's all good. I'm still selling my kid's Switch, man.
Oh, it's that guy.
Well, you need to talk to Sticky.
Eric. Eric.
Do it, Eric.
You
do
can
it.
Keep it away from him for as long as you want, but if you sell that, Eric, you do not know the storm, the S-storm that you're going to unleash on yourself.
It's all good. He's a teenager, and S-storm's already been hitting, so.
it's time for him to lose his Switch to Vicky.
Eric, either you're going to be in jail, or you're going to have to deal with him and what he's done.
You don't have a glass eye, do you?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No, I'm good on the glass eye. The main problem, though, is he stole it back. His mom figured it out. It was gone. And then we found it in his backpack, and he's been claiming for the last 2 months it's his friends that left it at school.
Yeah.
Still to this day, and even though the Wi-Fi connects only to his mom's Wi-Fi, the passcode was his birthday and other little things that say it's his. So
okay.
He kind of lost it.
What was the original reason why he lost the Switch?
Failing grades.
Yeah, see,
grades.
Here's the thing, Eric. Yeah.
We've been battling him with the video game thing for about 2 years, off and on with his grades. And
yeah,
I'd say it's time for it. Yeah, the Switch's got to go.
Yep. Switch goes to sticky.
So, yeah, you guys are both. You know, you guys are both insane. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It's you're parenting in the year 2020, and you're also in a coronavirus situation. You guys are insane.
As a parent who's done very well for, as a parent so far.
Oh my God!
I believe that this is the right way.
Yeah,
to
Eric,
go.
Listen to Steve. You're absolutely right.
My child does not talk back.
Yeah.
My child is well behaved.
And by the way, Eric,
my child has great grades.
Can I just say something about Eric right now? Eric, I'm going to tell you this right now, Eric. Even you and I are having a conversation. You got no wiggle room, which means that's how you parent. Let me tell you, your kid is going to, he's going to fight you till the end because you got no wiggle room, Eric. And, you know, I mean, just telling you as a guy listening to you right now, I know how you deal with it. And if I had to deal with a guy like you, I think I would probably have to be, you know, I'd have to really show you harsh justice because you have no wiggle
harsh
room.
Harsh justice.
You need wiggle room in a time like this. This is crazy time, Eric. You cannot take what something as valuable as his and sell it. Now, can you keep it from him for an extended period of time? I got no problem with that. That you can do. But if you sell it, you've taken something that is his. You've taken it away from him. He will hate you. And you do not need that during coronavirus time.
But you know who will love you? Vicky
yeah.
B.
Yeah, I'm sorry that was sticky.
I'm not saying give it back to him. You want to keep it till December? You never want to. But if you sell it and he knows it.
Will we gift it for Christmas?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I would gift him the box.
That's a good idea, but
nice.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a man just telling you because I'm that kid that had a father like you, and it did not go well for my father. You don't have a glass eye, but you got some glass house you're living in, and you don't want to get on that road. Okay. But that's all I'm going to say.
Does he have other video game systems?
I hung up. I thought he's gone.
All right. Well, before we forget,
I'm the best.
I was one who played it.
Jedi mind tricks of trying to get me to forget to play my song by being Captain Parent over there is not going to work
Captain
on me.
Captain Parent.
Yeah.
You did realize the hardest known naturally occurring mineral is the diamond.
Yes, it is.
The other one that you and both Eric missed, the second largest country in the world by area.
Oh, by area? Is that the Soviet Union, Russia, whatever?
No, that's number
Japan.
One. No.
Oh, second largest.
Second largest.
Oh, that's, gosh, is it India?
No.
What
New
is
York.
It?
It's right above us.
New York is not
Canada.
A country.
Oh, Canada. There we go. Yes.
I keep forgetting Canada's a country.
What are you talking about? I kind of guessed it. I said North America.
Yeah.
You're part of it.
But I said country, not continent.
That's
and then,
a good point.
Then you said New York, which is also a city or a state.
Yeah, I'm an idiot too. Canada's pretty big.
It is pretty big.
Yeah.
You're right. You guys are fantastic. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 7 correct.
Caller number 7. You're smarter than we are. 206-421-ROCK. And call number 7, you're going to win something. We don't know what it is. Probably a Switch.
Yes.
That's what we should do. We should get him to give us the Switch, and then we give it away on air.
Yeah, but next thing you know, his glass house is on fire.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, he's already made his decision. He's going to do what he's going to do. You know?
And I hope you listen to my parenting.
Your parenting, yeah. You're a genius. I cannot wait till your daughter has you wrapped so far around you.
She does.
You're a hypocrite anyway, so you're just going to go, well, I'm a hypocrite. I told you that way back in the day.
Yeah, it really helps me in every argument. I already said I'm a hypocrite, so what do you want from me?
All right, well, we've got a new survey that looked at the most satisfying DIY projects, because what else are you going to do? First of all, you have to do a lot of things yourself now.
Making masks. Is that the most popular?
Making masks.
I'm seeing everybody making masks on social media right now.
Yeah, well, I mean,
which
I get
is cool.
It. I get it. Even my doctor said you got to do something. So I was.
I'll make you a mask.
I found some masks.
Oh, you got the mask hookup?
So I got the mask hookup, so I'm going to be good. You know, if you're an old person, apparently people like to give you stuff because they think you're going to die. So I got some masks, so I should be good there. But my doctor said I can't go out of the house anymore without one. I'm like, really?
Really?
She's like, yeah, you're in that age group. I'm recommending all my patients your age not to go out without a mask.
Dude, my buddy works over at a place that makes like hockey jerseys, like the sublimated kind. Actually, he's the company that made our KSW jerseys. And apparently right now what they're making is masks for people. So they're using the same material they would use to make the hockey jerseys, and they're making all these different kind of masks. And, you know, obviously it's not the ones that like a doctor would use.
Right.
But if it's a way for you to kind of keep your nose being, mouth being exposed, keep you from touching your own face, because everyone touches their face more than we even realize.
Yeah, it's so true.
So it's you know, it's obviously not like the perfect mask, but for people that are having a hard time finding masks or just want to have some kind of a random thing on their face, they're pretty cool looking.
That's actually not bad at all. I mean, it'll be
helpful.
Shout out
to Laga Sports. They're the ones making it.
That's really, really
cool.
TJ? Good job, TJ. I think people need to know where to get that stuff. And do remember, because people get a false sense of security, your eyes are still, yeah. I mean, this is not to protect you. You still got, I mean, it doesn't protect you from, you then can go, oh, I can be socially distant. You still have to be socially distant is what I'm saying, if I could speak the language. So masks aren't on the list for the DIY categories. We've got the top 10, though.
I'm shocked, actually. All right, now I feel like that's what everyone is doing.
Yeah, the number one thing, planting things in your yard. Oh, that's not me.
I'm better about picking up dog poop in my yard. That's about as far as it goes.
You haven't been good doing that?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I don't know if you're kidding. I mean, there are people that are like you.
Like
I mean,
me?
Not like you, but that don't pick up their dog poop. And sometimes I have to live next
I don't
to
have
them.
Much of a yard, actually, so there's not a lot to work with. It's like right there.
Mowing the lawn, are you getting into that? I mean,
nope.
That's right. You bought the place where you don't have to.
I'm on the show side, so the homeowner pays for that.
Oh, you're so lucky.
That was a massive part of why I wanted the house that I got. Like, the development is awesome, but the houses that are on the show side get their lawn mowed.
So these are, by the way, these are satisfying do-it-yourself projects. So when people plant things in their yard and mow their lawn, this is where they feel the most satisfied. So, like, if you want to get a good, like, shot of dopamine or whatever those chemicals in your head are that make you feel good, these are the things you should be doing. Ooh. And, you know, I mean, mowing the lawn is easy, but that always gives you a great sense of accomplishment when you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And planting things in your yard. Putting together IKEA furniture, but doing it perfectly.
Oh, so actually reading the instructions?
Yeah, getting it all.
When does that ever happen?
Well, if you have that holy grail when it all slots into place perfectly, you are going to be like in DIY heaven.
Yeah, but the fun of it is when you finish and you have four screws left and you're like, uh-oh, I didn't do this right.
We're going to play roulette with this and see what happens.
Right, babe, you sit on it first.
Yeah. So many arguments have happened over me having to put stuff together.
The only time I've actually been very meticulous about the things that I put together is now having a child. And, like, putting together her crib and, anything that involves, like, her in it. I'm, like, going through it. It takes, like, three times as long because I'm really making sure I'm meticulous about it because I do not want to be the reason why things did not happen.
Now you're living my life, brother.
Am I?
Yeah.
You're putting together children furniture?
Well, just everything. I'm massive redundancies. It's like, you know, like I'm flying a plane. Like, I am checking everything multiple times and making sure everybody's cool. Number four thing on this list of satisfying DIY projects, again, back in the yard, pulling weeds, because I guess, you know, when you see that your property looks prettier.
What about smoking anything? Weed? Is that on there?
Oh, smoking weed is definitely, it should be on there.
I have like the tiniest strip of grass in front of my house, so I really don't have to.
Well, you have a little tiny house and your little tiny Vicky.
Yep, plus somebody else mows it for me, so it's cool.
How's that been with the social distancing?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
It's, we made it work.
I was going to say, it's kind of a little more unruly.
Okay.
On some days.
Yeah. You guys are really not. You know, seriously, you're all five.
I'm asking
you're
questions.
You're all 10. Yeah, you are. Power washing your patio or outside of your house. I saw my neighbor doing this the other day.
I need to pressure wash my back area.
Get a bidet, buddy.
Yeah, bidet will help out with that. Yeah. Painting with a roller. Anybody love doing?
I'm only with a brush.
I hate doing all this stuff. I can't believe this is stuff that people love. I am so not a regular American. I hate all of this.
Well, I think it's like now that people might have a little bit more free time, they're able to do the things that they keep putting off.
See, that's my problem, is that I don't want to do any of these no matter what. If I had all the free time in the world, I would not want to do any of these. Maybe that's why I'm so miserable at home. I want none of these appeal to me.
Yeah, maybe this is the reason why.
Yeah.
And somebody says, I have a 3D printer, and I could 3D print those N95 face masks in about 2 hours. If I had a 3D printer...
Wait.
I'd be going balls out right now. How do you making everything?
They're plastic, though. How do you print a plastic mask?
Because they're 3D printers print plastic.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But the mask itself, aren't they paper?
What is the N95? Is it the paper one or is it the one that looks like a face shield?
Well, the N95 I thought was kind of squishy-ish, but still, it was like a bubble on your face.
Maybe 3D printers do more than just plastic. I have no idea.
I thought it was all just plastic. That's going to be uncomfortable on your face.
Unless it's such a thin, it thins the plastic so much that it's practically like a fabric.
Well, this guy knows what he's talking about.
It's like a fabric.
And I don't. So.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, they're the shield parts of the masks.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, that I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? You can hang a picture so it's perfectly level.
Oh, dude.
No, I don't do that.
With those stripes, though, you know those Velcro stripes you can buy?
Yeah.
Strips at the store make it so much easier to hang pictures. My God, so many arguments could have been avoided if they created those.
Those things are
10 years ago.
Awesome. They hold things like crazy.
They're amazing. And you don't have to bang anything into your wall, and you can get it as straight as you want because you can just level. I love it.
I can never do anything straight. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, it never comes out well, so I have to have somebody else do it.
No, I'm the same way. Like, I get so impatient, and I even have, like, I'll have, like, the leveler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll do all that, and then I just am like, it looks good enough. Like, my TV is slightly crooked, and I don't even care anymore.
Oh, yeah, that would bother me. My OCD would be.
No, I just, like, lean on the couch crooked, so then it's straight.
Oh, that's one way to go. All right. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can text us at 77999. It's simple. You get to talk about whatever you want to talk about. There's no rules there.
No.
But there is one rule here.
It's just to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So we just texted in saying, did you guys hear that Bill Weathers died? The guy that sang Lean On Me.
Yeah,
I saw that this morning.
Was it coronavirus related?
No, heart complications.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Well, not that that's right. Better, but I mean, you know, that's all I think of now is this damn virus.
It's kind of sad that as soon as you see something about someone passing, your first thought is, because of the coronavirus. No, 81 years old, and I remember Lean On Me, but he also sang songs called Lovely Day and Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, ain't no sunshine when he gone.
Is that other guy?
That's how that goes.
I thought it was, that ain't no mountain high enough. Okay, maybe you're right.
No, because ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Come on,
like,
brother.
Ain't no sunshine high enough.
Actually, there is a sunshine high enough. It's as high as you can get, pretty much, buddy. And you know, I mean, you got to go pretty high to get there. You know what? It's really a pleasure working with you.
Rest in peace, Bill.
Rest in peace. A touching
nice
tribute.
Nice tribute.
Great song.
Great song. Do you know how to sing that one?
Lean on me. Da, 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 da.
Oh yeah, that's it. Wow. You know what? I bet this is exactly
the tune.
This is exactly the tribute he wanted.
I mean, if the teacher at Charlie Brown School was a singer,
yeah,
womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, that's it. Even they're better. Yeah. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody else was just asking about anything that you're enjoying online right now because of all the craziness. I think all the singer-songwriters that are putting up stuff. I think that's been my favorite thing. I know Danny just told us about Billy Joe from Green Day. I don't know if you heard about this.
What's going on there?
The Green Day surprised us with a new EP this morning.
Really?
Yeah, they dropped it. There's a blog. I wrote a whole blog about it on KSW.com. But yeah, they did. They re-released three of their songs from their Uno Dos Tres era and back in like 2012.
Oh, really?
Honestly, that was like the era of Green Day I really didn't pay much attention to.
Which
those,
is funny.
Those records.
I was having a conversation with one of my friends about this. That was actually one of my favorite eras of Green Day. Like, I don't know why. I just love those albums. They did it in like three albums in under a year. But yeah, they released, they did new versions of them and released them this morning as a part of a new EP.
Oh, new Fish Records out today, too, as well. That's good.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on.
And Nine Inch Nails put out a couple of records out of the blue.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, everyone's trying to give us as much material as possible to get through this. It's really cool what many different services are doing, and the musicians are definitely stepping up. So next week, we're going to talk about that even more during Seattle Rock Day. Because, yeah. I mean, these musicians locally as well as nationally and internationally have really stepped up to give you something to distract you. We talked about Kyle Court and a lot of the folks that are doing live Facebook performances every day, which is really helping out.
White Only did one. Also, shout out to Kevin Deers, you know, guy that does Metal Shop and Loud and Local. And obviously, things have been impacted here just because of just how many people could be in this building and all that crap and other stuff. But he's doing these interviews with random artists just via, like, you know, Skype or something along those lines. He's putting them up on the Loud and Local Facebook page, which I think is really cool.
Oh, that is really cool.
Just different things for people to check out and different content. I know, like, there's, like, a wrestling interviewer, this woman, Alicia Atut, and she usually does interviews with, like, all these wrestlers, and of course you can't do it, so she's just doing, like, FaceTime or something like that and putting it on YouTube. So it's just, you know, people are trying to find ways to kill time, I think, at home and still provide content that you kind of want to get from these people.
Have you guys got, somebody sent me the country song, because this is what I got a kick out of yesterday, the country song. It's an old school country song done by Kevin Bacon and his wife, Akira Sedgwick. And they're just like, they got little banjos or ukuleles or whatever they're doing. And actually, Kevin Bacon can sing pretty good. And now, so can
Kevin. Oh, yeah, he's got the Kevin Bacon band.
Oh, you're right. I forgot he's got the
band. You know, he's in the Kevin Bacon band.
I totally forgot he was. I was like, well, he can sing. You're right. He's got a band. I don't know about Kira. I didn't know Kira could sing.
I didn't know that either.
But it's a cute little, like, hey, dee, dee, dee. I mean, it's like old school country where they're basically talking about how they love each other, but they're really, like, crass about it. You know, like, she swears like a sailor and he's a douche, and but they still love each other is basically.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah. Have you seen the video?
I haven't seen the video, but I actually know that song. It came up randomly, and it became one of my favorite ones.
Oh, then I'd be interested to see what you think of the version that Kevin and Kira did. But that's the latest thing I've been enjoying.
Like, yeah.
Because there's always something every day.
Which has been fun. I mean, we're all dealing with this BS, and it's nice to see that some people are just trying to, you know, provide entertainment for people while they're stuck in their homes.
Yeah.
Have any of your favorite bands, Steve, done any, like, live streams that you've really enjoyed?
The Glorious Sons, obviously one of my favorite bands right now. Every day they call them the Isolation Songs. And it's mostly the singer, but also his brother, the guitarist, and the other guitarists have done some stuff, too. He just writes a new song every day.
That's awesome. Insane.
And some are better than others, but they're all really good. And it's just like, I'm enjoying it because I get a peek inside this guy's, you know, Brett's mind. That he's able to just whip up these songs, and you can hear, like, you're like, man, that song has a lot of potential if you keep working on, like, some parts of it. You know, it's very raw. It's just him and a cell phone, no fancy recording equipment. It's just a guitar or a piano, and the cell phone microphone is really what the audio is being captured on.
That's awesome.
Mike Carrera from MXPX is starting tonight. He's doing a live stream at 6 p.m. on their Facebook page, and it's the same kind of thing. He does songs and stories and probably going to do some new music as well, and that's just super exciting for me, too. Every Friday, it's like, I'm so excited.
I'm really looking forward to what some of the actors of these TV shows that are not going to be able to be done, because this Sunday will be the last episode of this season's Walking Dead, but it won't be the finale because they had to stop filming. So the finale won't be done until, like, we won't get to see really the last episode of the season until maybe later this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing what some of those actors, like, you know, what John Krasinski did when he had time on his hands.
I like what he did. I hope he does more of that.
Yeah, because they got nothing else going on because they can't do anything. So I hope we see more stuff like that come up. From even if it's just about the genre of show that I like, I would love to see that. I really, really would. Red, how about you? Anything online you're digging these days?
Yeah, a lot of stuff. But one of the ones just on the band side is, I mean, it's an old 90s band, and most people probably don't even remember them. But
Orgy.
Not Orgy. That'd be
they're having an orgy online.
Okay.
That'd be on brand. But Sponge.
Oh, right. Yeah.
16 candles.
Yeah. Just kind of like that. Yeah. So they've been doing, Vinny, the lead singer, has been doing what he calls the beer sessions. And it's just BSing with people on Facebook Live. He's got an acoustic guitar and he's playing some stuff. So it's really fun just to kind of be able to do that. There's a little bit of an intimacy there that's really awesome.
And I think we asked Vicky this question. It would be like just every time you'd ask Vicky, because she's always online anyway. So I don't think there's any difference to what's going on now in Vicky's regular life.
Although something I found interesting is, even though we're all, you know, distancing ourselves in quarantine, I've become a lot more social. My friends, like, that I haven't talked to in a long time, we're planning, you know, happy hours online. Like, I'm planning, like, one with Taryn tonight and some with my old roommates, I think, sometime this weekend. So in a weird way, I'm becoming more social and hanging out with people more often.
Yeah, I think if you said to people, listen, we're going to have a Zoom meeting, you know, you normally be like, no, then I got to get dressed or whatever. But now it seems like people definitely want to be seen on video.
to mine also is just I'm just struggling with not being able to do wrestling. A lot of us are. Like, it's just really, the longer this goes, the more, like, you just get kind of anxious and want to have it happen. You want to be able to perform in front of people and have that interaction, and you can't. But a lot of, like, these old school or, like, really intelligent current wrestlers that know how to teach, they're doing these online Facebook groups or online, like, private YouTube pages, and like for like $10 you throw them here or $5 here, and I've just been eating all that up. Like, that's all I watch when I'm working out or when my wife falls asleep. I put it on, or even driving home I'll just put it on, because you don't need to watch it, you can just listen. But I found that's been like a really cool thing. A lot of these guys are just showing their leadership by stepping out of their comfort zone and offering something to people for relatively free or next to nothing, and it's been so beneficial, like, to keep your mind right.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a tough time, man. When your patterns are disrupted and you can't do what you take for granted. You know, I mean, Steve, not that you took wrestling for granted, but you realize how much it was a part of your life when you don't have it anymore. Like what it served beyond just being a hobby or even a career. Yeah. You realize, oh my gosh, but physicality, also for my mental health, you realize, oh, and I am seeing that with things that I can't do that I just didn't even realize were helpful to me. I took a walk yesterday because I had to. I was super stressed out, and I said, I need to work some of this energy off. I know my behavioral science cures and self-soothing. And so I did it and said, hopefully people aren't going to be mad at me going, hey, old man, what are you doing outside again?
Oh, that would have been great if someone did that to you yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing the mood you were in. Oh, yeah. We would have said, today's top story at 6 p.m. Oh. Radio professional.
But you know what?
With a broom.
Because it's tough. Because walking does so much for me. And not being able to go out and walk in my normal haunts. And, because I love walking the mall. I really do. I love seeing the people. I love stores. I just love that whole atmosphere. And I didn't realize, I miss going to the damn mall. It's just like, I can't believe it. I just thought it was silly. So, I got to get outside. I know Pacific Northwesterners know how to do this, but it's not my jam to be out in this weather, but I'll do it.
Oh, while training, yeah.
Yeah, so, but I'm like, I got to do something.
How'd you feel afterwards?
Oh, I hated it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, at least you're honest.
Yeah, dude, this is one of the things, I don't know what's wrong with my brain. People get a high after doing workouts, and I told you I got fired by my yoga instructor because I did yoga, and she said, how do you feel? And I said, I'm glad that I did it because it's physical exercise, but mentally I feel like crap. And she fired me. She was like, mentally you feel like crap after yoga? That's not what yoga's about. I go, I don't know what to tell you. Physical stuff doesn't do it for me. Like, I don't get the runner's high, the jog. I don't get any of that. I'm miserable doing it. I'm miserable when I'm done. The only thing I know is I've got my body tipping the right way. My doctor will be happy that I did some physical stuff. I go, but I hate this.
Dude, it's funny you say that because I set up like a little mini, I wouldn't even call it a home gym because it's not really, it's like a couple dumbbells and we're waiting for a treadmill to show up, but it's in the room that was our office. But it's also a place where we have like a bookshelf and we have a bunch of like Tatum's toys, like the future toys
Tatum's
for her.
Toys.
Like, like little stuffed ducks and stuffed animals, and my wife walked in, and I was, in between each like workout thing I would do while I was doing downtime, I was practicing my punches on one of those stuffed animals. So I'm just like, she walks in, I'm just beating the piss out of this little little stuffed duck.
Oh, that's,
it's
so
like,
funny.
What are you doing? I'm like, I just gotta practice my punches. That way when wrestling starts up again, I'm still in practice. Because, I'm like trying to hit it, but not fully hit it.
You sound like me when I was 5.
I don't think any spouse wants to walk in on their significant other beating the crap out of anything. I would be, it's a shocking sight, even though at least you have a reason.
What's Steve doing? Oh, he's punching the stuffed animal.
It's like if somebody's yelling into a pillow. It's like, I know you're trying to do the right thing, but I'm still concerned that you're yelling into a pillow.
She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm practicing my punches. It's like on the stuffed duck.
Yeah.
Lulu doesn't like that kind of vibe. Doesn't like when
Lulu's screaming her head up.
She's barking now at me. I'm like, can you guys, it's my alone time. I'm working out.
Lulu's got to protect the duck.
Yeah.
Your dog. Oh, I couldn't
Steve
live with that dog.
Punching the duck.
Well, it's good that she doesn't like violence.
She doesn't like anything, okay? Yes,
she likes belly rubs.
She doesn't like you farting. She doesn't like violence. She doesn't like people watching football. Doesn't like feet, apparently. I mean, lovely dog. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Thanks, Lulu. Unlike that either. All right. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? You got it, man. It's yours. It's your floor.
Seriously, did any of you watch the Seahawks Super Bowl win last night? Made me feel great again from Gary and Squim. I didn't even know they were showing it.
I know that my buddy was watching the Seahawks-Patriots game.
Well, I wouldn't want to watch that.
And he put up there, he goes, I'm so nervous, I hope they can come back. And I just laughed. And I was like, I told him, go F yourself.
With technology, they should do that. They should change the history of past close games for the fans that were on the other side, just for the hell of it.
Dude, they've already done this.
Wow. Like, you have, like, the Bills make the field goal, Norwood hits it.
Do you not know? They've already done that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, ESPN did a whole special fake thing, like the Bills won 4 Super Bowls in a row, and they did a whole thing like what would, like, it was like a what if, and they presented like what would have happened if the Bills actually won all 4 Super Bowls, and what they would be considered one of the biggest, and so they pretended like that happened. I don't know what it's called. But wouldn't it be funny if they
didn't even tell us? Like, NFL Network just played the game and it, like, its entirety, didn't tell anyone. It would have been a great April Fool's Day thing. Yeah, and then change it with, like, you know, CGI. There's enough good technology now where you can fix that.
Heck yeah. I mean, you can look at
old footage. Yeah, something.
Yeah, Madden football looks as good as you could make me believe that's true.
And that would be so funny if someone was watching the game and, like, a big Patriots fan, like, yeah, I love this game. And all of a sudden, the pass is caught and the touchdown and the Seahawks celebrate the win of the Super Bowl. I don't know why, but I think that'd be funny.
That would be awesome. I take it.
Piss some people off, but I think it'd be silly.
Oh, who's going to piss off a Patriot fans?
It'll piss anyone off.
Do we care about the Patriots? No, we don't. I don't care
about your son because of that. That's, you know.
Do have to give the Patriots a little bit of love. They took their jet and got a lot of supplies for the Boston hospitals, and that was pretty classy. And it's funny. I mean, the comments I saw from all my Boston friends on Facebook were just like, Kraft is a god now. They're just like, he is amazing. I love you.
Also getting one of his whores to come back, too. So, I mean, he just smuggles one of his whores. So it's like, you know, no good deed.
That's so horrible. And you said it like such a New Yorker, too. When his horse came back, he was such like, you know what I mean? It was such a just like.
While I'm getting my whore, I might as well get some masks.
Hey, he was bringing back a whore. Had nothing to do with the mask, all right? That. Hey,
I didn't say he's not a good guy. Let's not get crazy.
You brought me back to like Boston versus New York with that one. Oh, he's probably bringing back a whore. Let's not get crazy with this guy. Okay, all right,
fine.
Oh, that's awesome. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Shout out to this text. Hey, guys, I want to let you guys know you make a difference in my day. You guys in the morning, I guess not a fan of the rock music, but started listening to you guys, and I'm a fan. I'm slowly becoming a fan now, so that's really cool.
Oh, thanks.
I'm paraphrasing because the text is all choppy with our program, but thank you so much. That's really cool.
Well, I guess we're going to have to stop playing music then. You know, yes. Maybe we'll get some more people. You know what? We're happy to be here. Honestly, look, all of us are going through some BS right now, all of us. And, you know, the behavioral scientists will tell you, anybody in mental health will tell you that right now we are at the highest nervousness condition we could be in. It's really fight or flight. A lot of people are like feeling like they're going to, I mean, seriously, you feel like your life is threatened. And to operate at all with some sanity and get any relief, we know it's important for us to be able to just do what we do and try to provide some normalcy in your life. And we're grateful that we're able to do it from these studios because it allows the show to sound exactly like it sounds, which is important to me because I think if you can have something that you know was what it was before the virus, that really mentally is such a big help. I do want to thank Entercom and Sergeant Hair Club and Jack and all the folks that let us do it here because I do think it's really, really important for us to sound as normal as we can. I really do.
I want to do it on the phone, all of us at home, and just like make it sound like AM radio, but they didn't want to do that.
No, yeah.
I felt like the commute would have been better, but whatever.
Oh, it would have been great for you.
Man.
Yeah.
It would have been fantastic.
Yeah, you guys would have loved that. Sure, yeah. I get that. So we're glad that
we all just zoomed ourselves and just plugged it into the radio.
Yeah. you're like doing the Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick because that's really all he's doing.
Dude, that's like WWE Backstage. Which is like a recap show on Fox Sports Network they do for the WWE. And, you know, usually they're in a nice studio and they got all the cool lights and all that. The last episode, it was all of them basically on Zoom. They were all with their iPhone earbuds with the microphone, 4 split screens of all of them. But the best part was Renee Young hosts it, and she's like a WWE personality, a commentator, right? And Dean Ambrose is her husband, but he left the WWE. Like, he quit when his contract was up and went to the competitor, AEW, and he goes by Jon Moxley now. But they're still married. So, you know, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So she's broadcasting from her house while doing this, and he just jumps in behind her holding her dog and puts it on the screen. And everyone's like, oh, she's going to get in trouble because he just made an appearance on the WWE show.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, they get pissed at her for that. That's so stupid.
I mean, look, these are tough times. People are at home. Things are going
to
happen.
I mean, if anything, I think a wrestling fan's not, you know, is not oblivious to the fact that he still exists.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, come on, man.
I know. You hope that they're not not going to be petty like that.
But yeah, some people are like instantly on Twitter like, oh, don't answer that call from Vince McMahon now.
He does have a reputation for being a tyrant. He really, really does.
What are you talking about? He only gets mad at people when they sneeze.
That's it. That's all.
Well, yeah. I mean, nowadays.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's been right this whole time.
27 feet, brother. I mean, we're told. I mean, I saw a report. And that Fauci guy, who's now considered one of the sexiest guys in America, that doctor that works, you know, he's always on the White House briefings with the president. Yep. That guy's considered one of the sexiest men in America. But they were talking about how they come out and said that a sneeze can, I don't know, they did it in a lab and did it in slow motion and showed.
Like Mythbusters?
Yeah, they showed sneeze particles traveling 27 feet. And so they asked him, they go, hey, Fauci. And so he goes, you'd have to go like this. And he goes back and winds up and like pretends to sneeze like, you know, he's throwing a baseball pitch. And I'm like, this is why everybody loves this guy. He's just like, hey, you know, don't worry about it.
Hey.
Don't worry about your sneeze. You're going to be fine. 6 feet's enough.
Did you, I'm curious what you guys think about this. So yesterday I'm going into the elevator to go down to the parking garage and like the doors are closing. Some guy jumped in. And I was like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, right, get out. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, yeah, we got enough elevators for there's not anybody in this building. Wait for the next one.
I was like, why am I getting pissed at him? Like, in my head, I didn't, like, tell him, like, but I was like, I almost was going to just sneeze just to scare him.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, that's probably not cool.
See, I would wait. I would not get in the elevator with you if I didn't have to.
Hey, jump right in.
I mean, I just let it close. And then press the button once it was started, so I get my own.
See, now, this is the perfect time for me just to fart in elevators.
Serves
okay,
them right.
Well, that's another reason why I don't want to get the elevator with you. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and then he had the button A for the A level, and I was like, I licked that one already.
Dude, I'm so...
I had no conversations
with
this guy.
I take the stairs down on the little elevator. Like, it's only a floor, so I just don't even bother.
Well, good for you, Mr. Exercise.
Or something.
Yeah. I'm happy to see that people do what they're supposed... You know, they social distance. When I was walking yesterday, I gave people a wide berth. They gave me a wide berth. And they actually looked at you, and they smiled. And they were like, hey, you know, we got it. And then there are the people who don't get it. And I'm just like, I don't understand how you are this clueless. I'm old. Look at me. I mean, I'm that guy, right? How come you don't look at me and at least think, hey, I got to protect that guy?
So today, speaking of bands and people doing really cool stuff, have you heard about what the drummer for Queen has been doing? He turned his Instagram profile into an online drum school, which is really cool. It's on KSW.com.
Oh, really?
He's enlisted other drummers that are popular to offer drum lessons. So Taylor Hawkins and the Foo Fighters, he's on his page.
Oh, nice.
And then I think Taylor challenged Matt Cameron from Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, and he just put one up as well. So you can check it out at KSW.com or at the Instagram page of for the Queen's drummer. Was it Roger Taylor? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And isn't that great? Everybody is sheltered at home, and you now give people an opportunity to have their kids learn how to play drums. Thank you. Thank you, Roger Taylor.
Oh dear. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea. I want to play drums like Roger and like Matt. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Just grab those pots and pans out of your mommy and daddy's kitchen.
Oh, that's a good start.
Hit them loud.
Dude, that reminds me when my uncle, when I was very little, I'm like 4 or 5, and he bought me a drum kit
for
Christmas.
Wow, he must have hated everybody in your house.
Yeah, well, he was in the Coast Guard, so he never had to deal with any of that.
He's like, here's the drums, deuces.
Yeah.
That is definitely an FU gift from your mother or whoever.
Pretty sure my mom still isn't happy with him.
Yeah. That is a great gift. Drum set is the greatest gift. Because the kid loves it, and you look at the parents, and they go, you SOB, what the blank have you done?
Yep.
So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
So I want to know if you guys were, with all the quarantine stuff, and you only could listen to one record, what record would it be?
Only one record?
Yeah, it says,
Ooh. See, here's my problem. I'm playlist boy, so I don't know what the hell I'm listening to, like, as far as a record is concerned.
Yeah, you can't do the essentials, BJ.
Lately, I'm going to say this. We're going to be talking to him, but because we're going to be talking to this guy, I decided to do some research. Next week, I'm going to be talking to Ian Moore, who is a very popular musician.
Yes.
And so I thought, well, let me do some research on Ian Moore. Don't know a whole lot about him, and I have become hooked on his music. So I would say,
Oh man, he's got three good albums. I mean, that I really like. He's got a lot of good albums.
He's very prolific.
But
yeah.
I mean, three to pick from. Oh man. All right, I guess I'll go with the first album. I do like.
Oh man,
I do like Muddy Jesus and Harlem, and those are on another album. It's not the first one.
No, this is what happens when you're quarantined with only one record.
Okay, I guess I'll go with the first Ian Moore album. I'll go with that.
And Ian, for those that aren't familiar with him, he's been around for a while. He's an incredible singer songwriter. He's a guy that has made his name really in the Austin area, but then now lives here and has definitely been someone that's very well loved. But he created Smash, which is that foundation that helps put money towards like insurance and mental health and whatever it may be for local artists that don't have insurance and don't have the ability to be able to be taken care of mentally or physically. And it's a pretty awesome thing. And Ian's the reason why that even exists.
And I'm looking forward to talking to him because I'm his newest fan. I don't think there's anybody newer than me right now. And when you think the guy's been around since the 90s, you know, that's like, oh, wow. You know, like, hey, did you think, you know, what, 20 some odd years later, you'd go, hi, I'm a new fan.
See, I'm torn. I love Young Beauties and Fools, which is the Gloria Sons record. There's not a bad song on that.
Oh, right.
But,
yes.
I mean, I'm going with, right now, just knee-jerk reaction, I'm going with Pearl Jam's Gigaton, man. That record is great from beginning to end.
God dang it. One? That's not fair.
Yep. Pearl Jam, Gigaton.
Because I would have said Gigaton last week.
Well, too late, man.
Yeah, it's too late, man. You can't.
You're stuck with Ian.
Yeah. I hate these questions. You know what? Where's that texter?
Where are you, Danny? You're right there, but what are you going to say?
I'm right here, yes. Hey. MXPX is self-titled MXPX, which came out a couple of years ago. I can listen to that album every single day, and it always just puts me in the best mood.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I've been looking for music to do that for me, so that's cool.
What about you, Vic?
Definitely has to be, In This Moment just came out with their new album, Mother, and it is badass. They do a cover of We Will Rock You with Lizzie Hale and Taylor Momsen.
Woo!
It is so badass.
Okay, that's worth that out. Checking out.
She does Fly Like an Eagle.
Really?
Yeah, with her, like,
well, there's the Steve Miller Band song?
Yeah.
Okay, what's this, In This Moment?
Yeah, Mother is the new album.
All right, let me check that out. At least those couple of songs.
Oh, yeah.
Rev?
I'm not going to go with something really random and obscure, but I would have to say Fleetwood Mac's Rumours.
Ooh.
I've gone back and listened to that all the way through.
Isn't that a great album?
Dude, it is so good.
Yeah, it's such a good album.
It's kind of fun doing all of this because I've discovered a lot of older bands that I really didn't pay a lot of time to.
Is that one of Tusk on it?
What?
No, okay. It didn't have Tusk on it.
Okay, I can remember.
I don't know. I don't even know the names of the songs.
No, it didn't have Tusk on it. Rumours.
I can't remember.
Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Landslide, I think, was on there. And I think almost every song you know.
All the good songs that I knew. Oh, yeah, I like that one.
My morning show, love, fine. Friday, I got. Oh, God.
BJ, who sings that album?
Shut up. I know the joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, before I forget, big fan of our show, great listener, always supports us via text and chimes in with stuff online. It's his birthday today. Shane and Shehalis, happy birthday.
Woo-hoo!
Give it a shout.
All right.
There you go.
Perfect. Happy birthday, brother. All right. It is time now to answer one of life's biggest questions. What do Ryan Castle and Shaq have in common? Find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Shaq have in common?
Smell like icy hot.
Yeah, you do.
All the boys, though.
Somebody says my grandma fantasizes about both.
She's a dirty bird.
Yeah. And she likes the icy hot.
Both drive the lane. Both dribble.
They dribble and drive the lane.
Granny's more of a Tiger Bomb person.
Well, it's funny you bring up Tiger because, you know, in Tiger King, there's an episode where they show Shaquille O'Neal hanging with Joe Exotic at his zoo.
That's right.
And Shaq is like, oh, this is not a good look. So he wants you to know that he's not involved in any of the big cat insanity that you see on the show. He says, yeah, I did visit Joe's zoo a few times back in the day, and he even made a donation to help pay for food. But he never brought an animal. He never bought an animal for Joe, and he stopped going after he, quote, found out that he's involved with all the stuff. Okay, Shaq. Yeah, he's like, I don't harm tigers. I love tigers. Joe is not my friend. Don't know him. Never had any business dealings with him.
Everybody's doing Tiger King dirty.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's backing up like a Mo on this one.
That couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Ryan Castle, he's a hell of a nice guy because he's bringing you a 12-pack.
BJ and and Migs play of the day.
How did you get punched by a monkey?
I don't know what this monkey's deal was, because it wouldn't mess with anybody else or anything else, but no matter what happened, as soon as I picked something up in my hand, that little thing would shoot down off his shoulder, hop on me, punch me in the nose, take it, and run away.
And what did the owner say about these assaults?
Oh, he thought it was just the greatest thing. Oh, that's just princess. That's just part of her charm. Ha, ha, ha. And it's like, dude, your monkey just punched me and stole my french fries.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So by you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.